Hi, you alright?
Hi, is that Tom?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Hi, Tom. Nice to speak to you, mate. Thanks thanks a lot for calling.
Oh, no, it's alright. Fine.
Yeah, we were literally just set it up with Nick, really, just to do a quick sort of five-minute interview with you, if that's alright.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so I don't know if you've seen our site, but we've got a specialist sort of emerging talent page, which
all
is
right, no, well, no, I haven't seen it now.
Which is what we're hoping to feature you on.
All right, yeah, okay, sweet.
So, cheers. So, I'm right in thinking this is your first full season in the Championship, isn't it?
Second
full season.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And basically, just first off, how's your season going so far? Personally,
a bit of a struggle, really. But last year we finished really strong, finished second. And obviously with that sort of stature of the club, we lost a lot of players to the Premiership, and then we've had to sort of rebuild again. So it's been a hard sort of slog trying to rebuild a group of players, and we're there and that. So it's just that last little bit that we need to sort out for the last 3 points or the last try or a tackle. The difference between us being second from bottom to being second from top, really.
And personally, how have you felt your own season's been going? How's your play been?
It's been good. Last year featured a lot off the bench. I benched more than I started, and then this year I've turned it round and I've cemented myself on the back row, really. Been stepping in at 6, 7, and 8. My first position is 8. But I try and change my game for each position. It's obviously when you haven't got the front foot ball as what we had last year, it's a little bit difficult. You have to try and make your own luck in the game, but it's been good. It's nice to get a few games under the belt and get some 8-minute performances in, really.
Mm. And you mentioned that the team rebuilding this year has struggled slightly, and your most recent game was against Ealing last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm right.
And that was just a last minute try, was it? A point, they won by a point in the end or something.
Yeah. We handed them a 10-point lead to start with.
Right.
Which wasn't good enough to start with. Sort of defence off set piece wasn't accurate, and then we've ended up bringing it back. And a couple of silly mistakes in the second half. Throughout four half time has led them scoring again.
Right.
I mean, we scored 4 tries, bonus point, and then didn't convert it into a win, which is a bit upsetting, really. Scoring 4 at home is not a victory.
Yeah, of course.
Especially against bottom of the side team, where we don't see ourselves as a bottom of the league team. We have got aspirations of pushing towards that top 4, and it's a bit disappointing coming away from games like that, not with a victory next to your name.
Yeah, of course. And the next game for you is in the British and Irish Cup, isn't it? And that's at Munster.
Munster away, yeah.
Which is obviously a massive place to go, one of the most known club sides in the world. What's the thoughts around the club for a game like that?
We take every game as it comes.
Of course.
The week rate doesn't change no matter what's the opposition.
Yeah.
But it's always a big mantra when you've got big sides like your Munsters that are renowned around Europe as being big dogs. Obviously, we've already played them at home, and I think narrowly lost to them. So we know we can be in the mix of them, which is builds confidence, I think, within the squad. Knowing that the step is not that massive, and that if we put everything together and get our game plan right, that we'll be in with a shot.
Awesome. And yourself personally, just a bit more about you. You had a stint in New Zealand. I'm right in thinking.
Was that
in between your two seasons at Nottingham, or was that
before? In my first season at Nottingham was 3 years ago.
Right. Okay.
Still playing at Mansfield and sort of in the training squad at Nottingham, playing in the cup games.
Right.
Nottingham decided to send me out to Linwood in Christchurch just to work on my game, really, just to get a different perspective on rugby and see if I could learn something from the other side of the world.
Okay. So that was, sorry, just to, when, what summer was that? That wasn't this summer?
It was the summer before last.
Right. Okay. And you mentioned you played for Linwood out there. What sort of league was it in? What was the setup?
It's a bit different in New Zealand. Obviously, it's just all club rugby.
Right.
It's in the highest league in Canterbury. So it was
fantastic.
Christchurch Metro League, yeah. But the lads from the Crusaders and the All Blacks had come back and played for the clubs, like representatively who they played for. So it was you're playing against All Blacks 1 week and alongside them the week after, really.
Brilliant. And that all came about through Nottingham, was it? Or
the ex-coach here before Hargy was Glenn Delaney, and that's his club side from back home. And he's still got some contacts there within New Zealand, and they decided that they wanted to send me over there and just get a different perspective on the game, bit of free flowing rugby, and learn the ins and outs of how they do it over there, really.
And who was it that you mentioned you played with a few All Blacks or against a few? Was there any standout names that you played with or against?
I had a couple of good battles against the White Lot.
Really?
And then sort of the Crusaders that dropped out play with us, sort of Willie Hines, Sean Maitland, Steve Falau, the sort of good players that have played in the Super 15s for a few years.
Yeah.
And established themselves. Obviously, Sean Maitland came over here, played for Scotland, and is now been capped by the Lions. So it's a good player to play with in club rugby.
Amazing. And how did you find the standard and the style of play in general? Did you obviously it's supposed to be a lot different, but did you find that when you were out there playing it for real?
Yeah, yeah. The emphasis on English and British rugby is a lot better around the set piece and based on a big forward pack dominating a game. Really out there, the set pieces are just a way of generating ball. It's just a bit rugby league-esque in the scrums and line outs. I sort of went over there with a English mentality of trying to bully over packs and drive them over and stuff, but they just see it as a way of recycling the ball.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So you get to grips with it, you can understand why, because they want to play a fast, free-flowing game with offloads, and as soon as the pack have dropped out and in open play, they become just as good a ball handlers and players as backs, really. So more just the emphasis on the set piece changes a lot, especially from the Championship over to the southern hemisphere.
And in your game now, back in England playing in the Championship, is there anything you feel that you've gained from that experience that you wouldn't have got just continually playing in England?
I did a lot of one-on-one work with a good coach out there, Scott Hansen, who's worked alongside the All Blacks and he's worked alongside the Crusaders.
Right.
And just looking at that open running and free running rugby, I thought that's my game over here. I used to be a little bit one-dimensional at times, not looking for offloads, but now I try and offer myself as a runner and try and get away offloads that maybe I wouldn't have looked for pre-New Zealand.
Yeah. Brilliant. And just going back a little bit further, but not too far, you've represented England at 16s and 18s. Am I right? Is there any lasting memories you have from those? Obviously a great honour, but was there anything that particularly stood out for you when you were...
I guess at under 16s, we were at a tournament at Millfield, and I asked the captain... England side against Wales.
Fantastic.
Obviously, that's a great thing to lead our country. Even though it's still schoolboy and young at 15 to be able to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately, last play they scored a penalty and drew the game 13-0. I think it'll finish. So.
Okay. But still, great honour. And finally, just yourself for the rest of the season, but a bit more generally than that, what your ambitions for the future, really, for your own rugby career?
Well, I'm not really looking too far ahead, really. I've always wanted to play professional rugby, and I've been offered the opportunity at Nottingham. Obviously, I know the Prem's a step above, and obviously things like England caps are getting put out to young players now. And although I don't try and look too far forward, obviously there's always a dream there. There's always that pulling an England shirt on again and pulling a British Lions shirt on.
Sure.
To achieve. Obviously, I know it's a big step up from the Championship to the Premiership, but given the opportunity, I think I'd be a good enough player and would be able to feature in most Premiership sides. Just getting the opportunity of playing for Nottingham, having a strong enough season and getting noticed, getting that one chance to impose myself and then showing people what I'm about.
Mm. I'm sure you will, Tom. And well, thanks very much for your time. Thanks for that. That was a great interview. And we'll that was brilliant. Yeah, we'll hopefully get a feature article up early next week. And once it's put up, I'll let Nick know, and I'm sure he'll pass it on to you.
Right. Yeah.
But
fine.
Yeah. Cheers, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Right.
And if you could just thank him from me, that'd be great.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Cheers, Tom.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.